Did you ever live outside of the county?
Oh, no, I've never lived nowhere right here. Uh-huh. Born here.
Uh-huh. Now, we talked about your mother was from Gatlinburg. You don't know much about her parents, though.
Well, I know a little, but tell not like I do the Krausens, you know.
Uh-huh. First, tell me about her, and then we can concentrate on the Krausens. But how do you spell that family name of hers?
Whaleys, W-H-A-L-E-Y-S, Whaleys. That's Bexar County's full of them.
Okay. And now, just tell me whatever you can.
Well, I don't know about how long ago. She died before I can remember. And she come to Gatlinburg and was raised up there, and come down here and taught school. And my father married her. I was born. Then when I was 21 months old, she died. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather, he finally wound up here, and I took care of him when he died. Kept him here about 3 years. And all the Whaleys up there, and the Reagans, and the Mapleses, and all that outfit, they're all kin folks. Mm-hmm. A fellow come here one time talking to me about selling us burial lots out here in this memorial garden, and he was from Gatlinburg, and we got to talking. He said, "How do you know so much about Gatlinburg?" I said, "Everybody in Gatlinburg, the old timers, are kin to me."
Do you know anything about the Whaleys? Where they came from originally when they came to this country?
I think the Whaleys come from North Carolina. I've seen that. They put out a piece in the county paper about where all these people come here, and I kept it, but I don't know where it's at. Okay. But I think they come, I won't be positive, but I think they come from, and there's two bunches of the Whaleys. There was brothers, old Johnny Whaley and old Billy Whaley. And one bunch of them settled in Gatlinburg, and the other in Big Greenbrier. And they called one bunch the Greenbrier Whaleys and the other the Gatlinburg Whaleys. And my mother come from the Gatlinburg side.
I see.
And this Roy Whaley out here at Sevierville, now if you get a hold of him, of course you ain't, you're just interested in my part of it. And
I'm interested in anything you've been, anything
I asked him one time, tried to find out how much kin man him was.
Uh-huh.
He's sheriff then, you know. Stayed sheriff here for 12 years. And he said, "Well, now I can't tell you." He said, "My mother was a Whaley, and my daddy is a Whaley." He said, "My daddy is the Big Greenbrier Whaley, and my mother was the Gatlinburg Whaley." But he couldn't tell me much, and I went and asked his brother, and he knowed a little more than he did. And when it come to a showdown, well, their mother and my mother was first cousins, brother's children.
Do you know anything about when the Whaleys came to this country, to the United States from England or Ireland or Scotland?
I don't know.
Okay.
When they come here. But if I could find that old county paper, it told, but I don't know where it's at. Now, it's your summer, they give a record of that, you know, and which come here first, the Whaleys and the Ombies and the Reagans and the Mapleses and all. Now, I do remember in that there's an old man by the name of Gatlin come up there, and I don't know what all happened to him, but that's where it got its name, Gatlinburg, that old man Gatlin, you know.
I see. He was one of the original settlers, probably.
He was among the first.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Did your father farm all his life?
Well, no. My father got crippled up. A horse ran away with him and broke his leg, and he was crippled up. He couldn't do much farming. He had a grocery store out here, the store. He kept several teams and had a lot of hauling done them days, you know. There wasn't much to do in here on the haul of lumber and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Moving things in and out.
Yeah, he sold goods, and then he'd haul a lot after he quit and haul for the other merchants. They'd go plumb to Knoxville, you know. The wagon'd be gone a week to get a load of goods, you know. Uh-huh. He done a lot of that.